Et tu l'as pris pour quoi?
J'ai pris le vaccin.
Je suis vraiment impatiente de retrouver toute la gang.
La vaccination nous rapproche de tous ces moments. Suivez la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prenez rendez-vous à québec.ca/vaccin-COVID. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Where are we?
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon. 3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime!
Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness can affect people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Check out their website for more information about mental health in Canada at www.cmha.ca. Today is Thursday, May 20th, 2021. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, news, music, and radio dramas to explore the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio. We would love to hear from you as well. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We love hearing your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts. Today on Radio Moon, we tackle spring cleaning. Yeah, that's right. Get out your broom, your dustpan, and your mop, and let's get down and dirty with this theme. Whether you're washing your walls or taking out some psychic trash, it's a time for fresh starts and new beginnings. We'll kick off the show today with a roundtable discussion on spring cleaning. Here's your host, Bianca.
Welcome to Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here with Noelle, Peter, Mary Lynn, and Catherine. This month, we are discussing the theme of spring cleaning and the different ways we can implement that in our lives. For our first question, we're going to discuss, what is spring cleaning to you?
I know that spring cleaning, most of us see it as something very mundane, but I think at the same time, it's something left over from a spring solstice.
Oh, I like that idea, spring solstice. It adds a certain exotic touch to the cleaning phase, which I find I never, ever appreciate cleaning. So I'm mostly forced to do it if somebody comes by. And since the pandemic, I mean, I kind of probably would have to do a winter, spring, and summer cleaning.
I have somebody who comes in and does the cleaning every Tuesday at about 1 or 2 o'clock. So that kind of takes care of the spring cleaning for this year anyways.
Something that I'm not terribly good at. I have been keeping my apartment tidier, but we're just going in and making a complete clean. I don't know. It was funny. I had a knock on my door and it was some sketchy guy offering to wash my windows for $20 or something. And I didn't think he was authorized by the building. You know, he seemed to be a freelancer, and I didn't know anything about him, so I told him no thanks. I'll live with my windows the way they are. Thank you.
What is your favorite and least favorite task for spring cleaning?
Well, I was thinking about that when Peter mentioned the windows. And I think that for me, the first thing I do every spring is I get to do my windows. I'm lucky because I'm on the ground floor. And I just love to see the sun through my windows. And that's what I do first. And then I go to my garden. But I have to say that my least favorite task has always been any time is to wash the floors. I don't like washing the floors for some reason, but I'm always so happy when it's done after.
Yeah, I like to do my own cleaning sometimes. And one of my tasks is to do the floors, and I do the floor in the kitchen. I do the floor in the living room. I do the floor in the bathroom. And so it's okay as long as I get it done.
Well, actually, my favorite and least favorite task are the same because my attitude to cleaning, I never really want to, but I push myself through it and I feel really good after.
Do you ask for help with some task, either professional help, friends, or anyone else around you?
Sometimes, I'm terrible with heights. I've got a stepladder, but I can't go higher than the first step. And even then, I get a bit shaky. So, I ask my son to come over and help me out with those things that I need to fix up. Need to clean out the cupboards that are too high for me to reach without using the stepladder.
Oh, that's good. You have a good companion there to help you. Yeah. I had a person that I knew that was very low on cash, and I would lend her some money, and after a while I said, no, you can keep it, it's okay. But then I realized that I needed some help in my house, so I hired her to clean my place, and I paid her for it, and I paid her the same amount that I would lend her. So I think it was more valuable in a sense for her. It made her feel, I suppose, more that she was accomplishing something by doing that. And for me, it was wonderful because she was an amazing cleaning person. I really loved her when she did my place.
I'm tempted when I have to do cleaning to call a cleaning company, but I live with someone, so we take care of it ourselves together. And I like to be able to say that I look after myself. Because when I was living in the group home, I was not allowed to look after myself. I wasn't allowed to keep my room clean or do my own laundry, and it drove me nuts. And it's a big value to me to be an independent woman.
All right. So do you help others with their spring cleaning? I know some of us have had a bit of help, but are you willing to help others? Have you helped others?
I have, because my daughter, who lives up north, she has a lot of land. So yesterday we were spring cleaning outside, and I raked the leaves and put them in the compost. And next week we have another task. So I'm enjoying it because I love to be outside, and I even love it more when there's someone with me. And I especially love it more when it's my daughter, my granddaughter. So I don't mind doing spring cleaning, but mostly outside.
Well, gosh, Mary Lynn, I really like that example. I was a gardener one time for 3 years. And it's true, I find that gardening is all about cleaning. You have to put that there and that there, and you're always organizing and taking out the weeds and putting in fresh soil. And it's just very interesting, I agree. And as to do I help others with spring cleaning, well, to say literally as much as possible, I get to give vegetables to poor people, which is that spring cleaning. That's the spring cleaning of the soul.
Beautiful.
Have you ever had a dilemma with your spring cleaning? Or maybe a dilemma with someone else's spring clean?
No, I never had a dilemma. Everything just goes perfectly smooth and all right. So I can't complain.
Well, I have to speak about outside again. You know, I think everybody has a dilemma with spring when we clean our, you know, our gardens and so forth. And sometimes we don't know if we should plant early or later because we've always expecting that frost coming at one point. So it's really hard to gauge when to plant the seeds now, because spring is not what it used to be. It was very definite when it was spring. It was very clear, but now it's kind of like last year. It was winter and then we had summer. And, you know, things are in transition, but we never know when the proper time should be anymore. Like we had a guideline before. It was, you know, May, around May 24th, which was always when you started planting your flowers. But even then, it's changed. It's very hard to forecast. So I have a dilemma about that because I'm just wondering when I should start gardening.
I once had a dilemma with spring cleaning. I was cleaning my friend's apartment for her. She's an elderly lady and she needed help cleaning the apartment. And it was just too messy to clean properly.
So what did you do in that case, Catherine?
I did whatever I could, that's all.
Yeah, sometimes you just do what you can, right?
For me, it's just the act of getting started on it. I think I overthink it and say, you know, like it's going to be impossible. And then of course, if I think that, it is.
Yeah, I agree with you, Peter, about that. I learned to start looking at one little thing at a time. Or one little space, like through my papers, the same thing, you know, you have so many papers to get rid of. And then you take a pile and you go through it very quietly. And then you have energy, you continue. But if you don't, you just, that's it. I've done at least something.
Well, I don't have any dilemma. I usually get everything done smoothly and it goes just right. No problem whatsoever.
Spick and span. Noel is smooth sailing.
And he's a smooth cat.
Do you throw things out, give it away, or recycle when you spring clean?
Yeah, sure. I throw things out and I give away and I recycle. And that's part of spring cleaning.
I throw things out, but I don't usually use the recycling much.
I do throw things out, but I'm very attached. I'm not materialistically attached, but I'm emotionally attached to things that remind me of my daughters or my family or my teenage years or whatever. I just hold on to things very long, and then I decide to open a box. Okay, I have to admit that I throw maybe 5% out. But I do give away a lot of clothes, and I'm lucky because I put the clothes out in the lobby and assigned to give, and it's mostly gone by the evening or the next day. And for recycling, I'm strong on recycling also, but I'm always afraid to put personal things in recycling. I don't have a shredder, so I tend to really tear things like to a zillion pieces, you know, and I'm like a little bit paranoid about, okay, can they read my name on this? Okay, I'll tear it again. So I do recycle.
I decided to be a bit more ruthless with things and not keep them, you know, like not keep them around for, you know, like I always have the tendency to think, well, maybe that could be useful sometime, and I end up keeping it, never using it. So now I just say, am I going to use it within the next week? And if not, I pitch it.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question about something that Catherine mentioned. Catherine mentioned the idea of spring cleaning of the soul. You know, you've heard of chicken soup for the soul, but what about spring cleaning of the soul? Do you guys ever use spring or like we were talking about earlier, spring equinox as a chance to kind of take stock of your life, your health, your mental health? Your relationships. What do you think about that idea of spring cleaning of the soul?
Around the time of spring cleaning, I'm usually thinking I'm heading into summer vacation, and it's a bit of a very pleasant benchmark. I wonder how was I during the winter and fall, and Am I going to keep going during summer? Or am I going to be lazy and spend all day lying down and watching television? Or am I going to read and write and study and do forward house and, you know, move? Yeah, I wonder that.
I like your question, Nikki, because I almost did a piece on that. And it was called Spring to Spring Romance. You talked about relationships. I have this tendency of breaking up in springtime and starting a new relationship in springtime. I mean, it could be one spring I break up and then the next spring I start a new relationship, you know, but it's always happening in the time of spring. And I think I'm very, very associated with the birds' patterns. So I just thought of that spring for me is like a rebirth. And I don't want to say get rid of the old and start with the new, because that's pretty cruel. But I do think that I refocus on what I really need. And but I haven't done that in many years, so I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You think about your soul and how well it's going, and you think about how well you're doing with your life on a whole. But apart from that, it just goes on as normal. Everything just goes on as normal.
I try to keep my soul pretty unencumbered as I go along. I try to keep myself centered and in the present moment, so that it's easier. I don't have so much to get rid of that way.
Peter, centered in any season.
There we are.
Seems like a wise approach to stay in the present moment.
That's it.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for participating in this month's Radio Moon Roundtable. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Do you know that feeling when you just de-dusted your really old book collection? Scrub those nooks and crannies in your home that you never scrubbed before. We get that feeling of feeling so squeaky and so clean. Up next, I hope the song kind of channels all those feelings all in one. I want us to give a listen to Outkast, So Fresh, So Clean.
And Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo, minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a when the leopard prints. Teddy Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh? They can ride out to the honeycomb, hide out. I'm gonna show you how to wild out like Jack Tripper. Let me be Bambino on your slippers. YKK on your zipper. Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard. A sober. 6 million ways to fold ya. Like Noah's, I get two abused and you get pretty cheap. But I call you from 80s. I know you'll be there for me, girl. Running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutritioned and need a vitamin D and invited me to that tingle in your spine.
I love who you are, love who you ain't. You're so Anne Frank. Let's hit the attic to hide out for about 2 weeks. With chains and no chains and whips, I do suck lips till hips jerk. And double time, the boy next door's the freak. Ha ha ha. On the planet, the sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic. Compatible, created in the attic. We are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. The sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. I got a stick and want your automatic.
A news flash from Radio Moon News. Bert and Ernie are officially agreeing to break up. They agreed to count to 10 one last time and then leave their lives together on Sesame Street permanently. While leaving their lives, they will also be examples for many young children to follow. Yes, Sesame Street's emptying is sending a much needed message to millions of young children about homosexuality. For Radio Moon News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Noel with a new poem.
Hi, my name is Noel. I have a poem for you today. The title is Spring Cleaning. Well, it's that time of the year again when we take out whatever that remains. I like this time of the year because it means summer is around the corner. When it gets to be like this, I get very happy and not a goner. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. I wish people would not make such a mess. It's springtime. It is in the air. It makes me feel like going to a fair. I love this time of the year with all the flowers. When it's spring, brings the April showers. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM, online ckut.ca. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. I hope you're all ready for this next song. I'm pretty sure it's going to get you out of your chair, out of your seat, hopefully not out of your seat of your car if you're driving, preferably maybe park the car and then you can boogie a little. Let's listen to this top 10 disco hit, Car Wash by Rose Royce.
Come on and sing it with me, car wash. Sing it with the feeling now. yeah. Woo! Come summer, the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool. At the car wash, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash.
Woo, woo, woo.
Car wash, yeah. Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car.
Welcome back. This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here is Mary Lynn welcoming in the new season of spring. Take it away, Mary Lynn.
From spring frost to spring thaw, it's that time of year again. There's no telling what awaits us after the snow's exit. One thing is for sure, whatever is happening at this moment is about to turn into something else, like it or not. Season changes always trigger my body myalgia, especially on those cold, humid spring days when there is no heating, as it's been turned off since April 1st. The only solution is to plug in the electrical heater and sit on my couch, wrapped in my soft, plush beige blanket, wearing my most comfy old, I'm talking early 1990s old, ugly, purple cotton fleece sweater over my soft light blue flannel pajamas and my black ski socks with little red skiers patterned on them. It is a sight to behold. I wait patiently for the humidity to leave and to free my body. Then, as soon as the air gets warmer and the sun positions itself so its rays beam brighter and brighter, my heart seems to flutter like a butterfly, and my mind's heavy, wintry, gray haze drifts away as to make room for renewed hope of sunny walks with my friends last seen before the frost. My smile reappears as I hurry outside to witness that air of freedom, freedom from the confinements of hibernation. I am not the only one feeling that energy, I enjoy my first spring chat with my neighbors while raking the leaves and preparing the earth for new growth. There's always pause for light conversations and sweet laughter as we share our choices of seeds for this year's new crop of annuals. The spring weather is a tricky one, and it amazes me how soon we forget that the first day of warm, sunny weather does not mean cause to celebrate. No siree. Mr. Frost is just waiting for the right time to pounce back on our lovely tulips and cover them with an icy white jacket of regret. Oh, the scenery of snow-covered tulips makes for beautiful pictures that are splattered all over Facebook and on the local evening weather report. But trust me, there is nothing to rejoice about. Having had a taste of a few sunny, warm days before, we are all desperately wishing that this darn frost will be the last one and that we will finally get rid of it. This is also the worst season to pack for a weekend trip. I've got to bring a raincoat, a spring coat, a winter coat, and a sweater just in case. I've got rain boots, warm boots, running shoes, and comfy slippers, long sleeves, short sleeves, and sunscreen, just in case. Spring has sprung, but not quite.
Thanks, Mary Lynn. I know we're all looking forward to the sun coming and staying a while. Next up, let's welcome Catherine with a new poem.
Spring cleaning. It's the time of the spring cleaning of the mind. With my fingers, I clear away from my mind, deep from inside it, olanzapine and clozaril, Paxil and Epival. And with my fingers, I am learning to play on the piano, songs about intelligence.
Thank you, Catherine. Listeners, do you ever have one of those weeks where it's just really long, you order out a few too many times, the dishes are piling, the dust bunnies are settling in every inch and every corner of your apartment or home? And then Sunday rolls around and you think to yourself, it's cleanup time. So I think the appropriate song for this is going to be John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Cleanup Time. So let's put it on. If you're home, clean that home up if you can. Let's give them a listen.
Bubble. Treat us well, oracles spoken, we cast the perfect spell. The queen is in the counting house, counting out the money. The king is in the kitchen, making bread and honey. No friends and yet no enemies, absolutely free. No rats aboard the magic ship. A perfect harmony. Now it begins. Let it begin. Clean up time. Hey, clean up time.
And now here is another Radio Moon news flash. As Sesame Street empties, the former Sesame Street residents are doing their spring cleaning this year, the spring cleaning of their lives. Big Bird's counselor feels that Big Bird will definitely outgrow his mental disability if he will throw out his teddy bear radar. And Oscar the Grouch is leaving his can and moving into a group home. For Sesame Street News, this is Catherine Sanders.
This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's a very special day. It's the birthday of our one and only co-host, Bianca. Happy birthday, Bianca. And also another Radio Moon member who just had a birthday, Noelle. So happy birthday to Noelle and Bianca. We're going to play a special song for the two of them. This is Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. This one goes out to Noelle and Bianca. Incidentally, this is actually the alarm clock sound of one of our other members of Radio Moon, Ingrid. So thanks to Ingrid for selecting this song today. What a nice song to wake up to in the morning. Here's Come and Get Your Love. Welcome back to Radio Moon. Next up, it's story time with Peter. Peter's going to recount the classic tale of two monks crossing a river. Peter's going to talk a little bit about what this story has to teach us about clearing out mental clutter, letting things go, and generally doing a spring cleaning of the mind and soul. Take it away, Peter.
There's a classic Zen story of two monks and a girl. An old monk and a young monk were walking together to their monastery and came to a river with a strong current. As the monks started to cross the river, a young and beautiful girl called out to them, asking for help to cross the river, as she feared its current. While the monks had taken vows to never look or touch a woman, the older monk picked up the girl on his shoulders and carried her across. Then the girl went on her way, and the monks continued their walk to the monastery. The young monk was shocked by what had just happened, but spoke not a word. After a couple of hours, the young monk could not contain himself and said, "As monks, we have vowed not to look at or touch a woman. How could you carry that girl on your shoulders?" The older monk looked at the younger monk and replied, "Brother, I set her down on the riverbank a couple of hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? There are many things that we all carry around that hinder our way forward. It is sometimes hard to let things go. That this is what we refer to as baggage. There is always the option, though, to throw the baggage overboard. This act of letting go is an act of personal liberation. It frees our minds to consider other things, things that are more positive or empowering. Just as when we do spring cleaning, we throw things away that aren't needed and clutter up our lives and our dwellings, it's also a wise thing to look at what we carry around in our heads and cling to and decide that we're going to let go of it. Things like mistakes we made in the past or opportunities missed, these things are in the past. We should leave them there. And by letting go of them, we throw it out and we don't have the clutter in our heads. And it's really liberating.
Thank you, Peter. Up next, we have Yakety Yak by The Coasters. The lyrics of the song describe the listing of household chores to a kid, presumably a teenager, and the teenager's response will always and forever be Yakety Yak. And the parents retort, "Don't call back." So let's listen to this really popular and pretty catchy song, Yakety Yak by The Coasters.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yakety-yak! Don't go back.
Radio Moon News Flash. Oscar the Grouch is developing an extreme case of obsessive compulsive disorder. In occupational therapy, he learned to clean, and now he compulsively cleans his can continuously throughout the day and at night too, all night, and through obsessive compulsive disorder has developed a severe case of insomnia. This is Radio Moon News, and I am Catherine Sanders.
Thank you, Catherine. Up next, we have Bob Marley's Sun is Shining. Did you guys know that this song was played at an outdoor concert while it was raining? And as soon as the song started, the rain just stopped. So let's hope that maybe the song brings some really great weather for the weeks to come. Here's Bob Marley, Sun is Shining.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Radio Moon. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. Let's welcome Catherine back to the mic for story time. This is Catherine's Twisted Fairy Tale. Take it away, Catherine.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, just yesterday, there lived a family of possums. There was a papa possum, a mama possum, and a baby possum. One day, the mama possum made a big pot of porridge with raisins and milk and honey. But the porridge was too hot, so the possums decided to go for a pleasant stroll in the woods while it cooled off. While they were gone, a social worker broke into their cave to see what was there. She found a big pot of porridge. She poured 30 milligrams of stelazine inside the big pot of porridge. And then she left. When the possums came home, they tasted their porridge. Suddenly, Mama Possum felt too hot. Then Papa Possum felt too cold. But Baby Possum couldn't feel at all. And they all didn't live happily ever after.
Wow, thank you, Catherine. A little different than the bedtime stories I'm used to. Next up, here's Nirvana with In Bloom, an incredibly catchy tune that was apparently written as a critique of the many Nirvana fans who would not get the point or the message of their songs and would just sing along blindly. Kurt Cobain explained that he had a lot of disdain for, quote, macho men and abusive people who wouldn't tolerate people who were different than themselves. So this partly explains why the video for this song features the band wearing floral dresses as kind of a protest against this macho outlook. Here's Nirvana with In Bloom.
Kids with food,
You've been listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're nearing the end of our program today, but we'll be back on June 17th with another show. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or give us a call at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can always listen to us online at ckut.ca. We'll close out today's show with Jonathan Richman's beautiful 2001 tune, Springtime in New York. Happy listening and happy spring, everybody.
On Canal Street in April, when it's 60 and the snow is melting fast, it's still shady in the morning when you're laughing in your t-shirt running past the Tompkins Square Park. A couple is meeting. Say what you want, but I feel my heart beating, 'cause I love springtime in New York. Springtime in New York, I do. Springtime in New York, when it's May and the leaves are on the trees, when demolishing a building brings the smell of 1892 the breeze. On First Avenue, our couple is fighting. Springtime is wild, New York is exciting, and I love springtime in New York. Springtime in New York, I do. Sticky summer nights. And if you've been in New York City in July, you know when I say sticky, I'm right. On First Avenue, our couple is breaking up. Eviction too, they must be shaken up. But I love springtime in New York.
You are listening to see, I can see it. CKUT in Montreal.
'Cause thing you do, them same one chastise and tear you down.
Angel, now listen, what them a say. Them why hear some me feel, but God do not hear no deal. 'Cause right now, me nah no worries. Gotta deal with everything. Right now, me nah no problem.
Everything I work, still I work. We still a win when them sit down a lurk. You a mad over my lifestyle, girl. You
the little post when me make a hit about them real bad, girl. You sit down a text a tap me on your keypad. Screenshot me picture, girl. I'm mad, yeah, go mad. Them a try tear me down, but me left them too bad.
Now, me not have no problem. Gotta deal with everything, yeah. Gotta start out everything. Right now, me
nice. Me a go reach on your seat because you know no ties. Every day me remember what them do to Jesus Christ. Make them live from me name and me them can't chastise. Right now me know me life balance. No worry about nothing cause me live it in a garden. Clear from demons, vampire and dragon. Don't know them from Eve, much less from Adam.